He's learning Shmuel Nishma Chaim Luzer from Shemeshah. You might show Daniel Rivka Bas Ma'ish Zera. It's supposed to be Shlaima Chaim Meshiv Ben Malka Yonis Ben Sarmi Brachas Sarim Malka. Supposed to be all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're middle of Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin. I believe we are up to Seif Gimel. If anybody knows if I'm wrong, let me know. Okay. So what we're learning till now was that if we had two scenarios, if two people ate together and a third guy came in, as long as the two people didn't yet be completely Maseich Das from eating and they were going to continue, and if they were, even though they finished eating, but they're in the position that if you bought them some additional food, dessert or something, they would eat, you can be Mitzar of that person. Now, what we learned so far was that that person, that third person that you're being Mitzar of, is somebody who is going to wash. However, we learned that when you have trying to get a minion together, felikenu, then you can have up to three people be mitzaref, even if those three people only ate a vegetable or had a cup of wine or something like that. Right? Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, ha-mitzaref, the person who is being mitzaref to bench, tzarech levarech barach achrayin al-masha ochal, that person is, even if one person is benching and being mitzi everybody else, that person who is being mitzarif with just the yarakos or the wine or the drink has to make his own bracha freina because he is not mechuyev in benching and therefore he's not yoitza with the benching that they are benching. Now, the medvar mamur, the sagi b'chol maichel, when is it that you can be mitzarif people in order to complete the minyan? With Starif less Sara, that's when you have 10 people. So then, as I just mentioned, up to as long as you have 7 people who washed, person number 8, 9, and 10 is enough if they just ate anything, shahaka, whatever it is. The only thing we said, not water. Aval Shloisha, when you had 2 people and you're being Mitzarif to third person, Eina Mitzarif at Sheyecha Kazayas Pass. Now, the Mechaber's first Shita, we'll see, this is not the way we are Noyik. Mechaber's first shita is that when you have 2 people, so there was no chi of zimon here at all, and you want to be mitzar of a third person in order to create this chi of zimon, that person, even though that guy showed up when you finished your meal, that person has to wash. Eating something else would not be enough. Now, but yes, Shimrim, the b'kizai is dug on mahani afila enipas, that it's fine if the person just had a mezainis. He doesn't actually have to have bread. The Yeshimer, it's the third sheet. The Biyarik b'chol ma'achu mahani, that it works with the vegetables, a drink, anything you have. Similar to when you have 10 people, 9 people, 8 people, and you want to meet mitzarif 1, 2, or 3 additional people, it's enough if they just had a vegetable, as long as it was a kezias, as long as they ate enough to be mechuyev in a bracha achrayin, it's enough to be mitzarif. It's sufficient by 2, and you want to add a third in order to bench, it's enough if that third person had just in any simple bracha and a kliya for bracha achrayna. Hilka, shnayim sha'achlu ba shlishi, im yiskoilum laskika sheikh gazayas pas mutav. Now remember, the mechaber's shita is that the person has to really ideally wash. So ideally, if you can have the person wash, great. The main right, so but if he doesn't want, the mechaber says, then don't give him anything because now you're running into a problem because if you paskin like the second or the third shita, you would have a chi of zimun. If you don't paskin like the second or the third shita, you would not have a chi of zimun. If you did, so then you have no choice since you have these shitas that hold that you are mechuyev, you should do zimun. But according to the Mechaber, really you should have the person eating pas. And if you should really try not to fall into this problem, and if the person doesn't want to eat pas, don't be mitzarif with him. Don't give him what to eat. If you're going to give him to eat, don't let him sit separately. Don't be mitzarif with him. But if you did, then you have no choice. Then you'll do zimun. We'll see that seems not to be the way we are knowing, but that's the Mechaber Shita. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Tzarech levarech, so going back to the beginning, we said that person has to make his own bracha achrayna. La'ache shegama l'shmaya birchas hazimun, after he hears the birchas hazimun, okay, according to some, that would mean he should listen at least until the end of azan, and then he makes his own bracha achrayna. The ein and nifter, he doesn't become potter through listening to the benching. L'rei tzolayma, afilim yitzolachav and lotzeis birchas hamazin gamkin le'mahani, even if he's going to go ahead and listen to the whole birchas hamazon and have in mind to be yaitza, it doesn't help. Kedekaimelon, as we established, the ain birchas shloisha, By teres, my anshalai shavaloi bechas bari nefarshis rabbi. Somebody who's benching does not pater somebody who needs to make an alamichya or bari nefarshis. Ach, however, im achal tamarim, if a person ate dates, I shall say yayin or wine, but vadi mahani b'di'evet. Then, if you listen to the benching, if you had wine, or you had dates, and you listened to the benching, and he had in mind to be yaitza the benching, the person benching had in mind to be yaitza you, then, but the evet, it does work. Why? The kaimalam simen reish ches. We'll see later on in simen reish ches. The im b'di'evet berech alayim b'yichas hamazon yotza, that if somebody had dates or he had wine, because those are both things that are mazen, it does satiate a person, and you went ahead and you benched instead of making the proper bracha achrayna, b'di'evet you yotza. If you match the pasuk shom kam achrayna, the afal daisim berech b'yichas hamazon yotza, this milch, this mizainous porridge. That you, if you bench gamba daisa dinachid, then here too, if you ate daisa to be mitzdarif to the zimun, and then you listen to the person benching and had a mind to be yaitza, but the avid you'd be yaitza. Because of amagan avrachim, the become makam chetchila yicham men shaloi latzeis bechzamaza. Chetchila, of course, he should not be yaitza bechzamaza. The tzarich levarach hakol min bechase. Really, you have to make the proper bracha achrayim. Let's start with lasara. So there we said that if person number 8, 9, and 10. Wants to be mitzdarif to 10 in order so that you can say alikenu. And that person is sufficient if they just eat, they shahakol or adama or eitz, the balavdi day, yesh chi of zimun and aichlam pas. Anyway, there's a chi of zimun over here, just not a chi of with alikenu. The only thing we need is these extra two or three people is in order to be able to say alikenu. Since that's all you need them for, it's sufficient if they didn't wash. However, when it comes to two people and you want to be mitzvah of the third person, Kizayas passed the Machunya Bubekh Samazan, you need
to have to find out if they can actually take care of it first.
The Machai of Bech Samazan, then we said the second sheet, those who say that Mazinus is good enough, Hainuk going Daisak, Yotzabai, meaning Mazan, Shechai, Lavarcha, Alabracha, Achas, Man, Shalish, you need to make a Alamichya. And then the third sheet to be yarek b'chol machel, but who adin shtia on any drink canal b'siv bezlin yinasara. Whatever you hold, this third sheet to hold, so whatever would work for 10 works for 3. The tam day is what is the reason? The sviralon the inyan sayer of lizim and eli gamlin nishleishu that the akilu gamlin nishleishu that they were makel even when you just want to be mitzdarf to 3. Kivin shneimem achlu pasim chiyavim b'chas amazon. Of course, as we said previously, this person that you mean mitzdarf has to eat at least a kezayis. That rule is absolute. That if I didn't have zimun and I want to be mitzdarf additional people in order to create the zimun, those people have to have a chiyuv of a bracha achrayna. Therefore, the mechaber said, if you have two people and the third guy doesn't want to eat bread, it's better not to mitzdarf him. Whom did mechaber lechriyah bein hashitas? This is the sheet of the mechaber. Bread. The main rights of Layitna like cloud. If he doesn't want, you shouldn't give him anything today. You shouldn't come into a suffix. Ach, but the evidence, but the evidence, if you did give him something, you have to be cautious to the second sheet and the third sheet and go ahead and do Zeman. Lishdais, now, here's where I told you this does not seem to be how many today. The Achshav Nehagim today, the meaning is, Shem Loi Ratzalech El Pas, if the third person that you're adding on in order to make Zeman did not want to eat bread, Noisalem Chathila Lishdais Alechale is Dava Kadea, Chrayna, like the last Shita. So Lamaisa, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that the meaning today is that if two people ate together, and the third guy comes in, and you want to be mitzdarifim so that you can make zimun. It's sufficient to give him anything. It could be a glass of wine. It could be vegetables, things like that. And that would be sufficient in order to create the chiyuv for zimun. You don't have to have that person wash. The only condition that does remain is the person has to eat at least the kezayah so that there should be a chiyuv of a bracha achrayna, and that person should make his own bracha achrayna after listening to the Zeman and preferably listen to the first bracha until Azana Sakail, and then that person goes ahead and makes his own bracha achrayna. Okay, let's start Siv Dalet. Chaverim sha'achlu ke'echad. You have people ate together, saw some achlu kedei svia, saw some loy achlu elikadayas, that some of them ate the sufficient amount, we said was 4 or 5 kebayim, they ate the sufficient amount that is considered kedei svia. The others only ate a kezayis. Now, what's the difference? We've had this many times before. Those who ate kedei svia have a chi of birchas hamazon daraisa. Those who ate only kezayis have only a chi of birchas hamazon midrabanan. Now, im kulam yoidim levarach, if they all know how to bench, mitzvah sheyivarach, I say she'achol kedei svia v'yaitzim esacher. The mitzvah is that the guy who ate the kedei svia is the one who should be mitzi the others with the benching, if you're going to bench in such a way that to be mitzi. If any yadayim kulam levarach, however they don't, micha she'achol kedei svia yachol haitzi afaisim she'achol kedei svia. Now, if they don't all know how to bench, then the guy who knows how to bench, even though he ate a kezayis, and therefore he's only a chi of the Rabbanon, Chaber is telling us, even though he's only a chi of the Rabbanon, and the other guy's a chi of the Araisa, he's able to be mitzi that. So let's, before we get to remote, let's pause here and see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say on this. Mitzvah, we said that the best thing is the guy who ate kedei svia, the guy who has the chi of benching the Araisa, he's the one who should lead the benching. The cave and the Harmam achli kedei svia. Since a number of them ate kedei svia and they are mechuyav daraisa, mutav sheyotzim. We're talking about again over here that somebody is benching and he's being mitzi the other people. Mutav sheyotzim gam kain oisa shalach kedei svia mechayim and atari kemaisa. The guy is chiyav daraisa should be mitzi the people are mechuyav daraisa and be mitzi those that are mechuyav darabanan. The kasra chayim. The chol that this that we said that the best thing is that the guy who ate kedei svia is the one who should lead the benching. It might seem a bit samazin if he's benching and he's being mighty then. If each one is going to bench himself, one guy is leading the benching. Like Abdin and Kulehai, it's not such a big akbadah. So, Lamaisa, the way we're noyig, that generally every person does his own benching. We don't have this concern, and even if the guy who only ate kezayis is going to lead the benching, that is fine. Then the Mechaber said that what happens if they don't know how to bench? And the only guy who knows how to bench is a guy who only ate a kezayis, so his chiyuv is only the Rabbanon. He is able to be mitzi those that have a chiyuv daraisa to bench. Why? The minat Torah yachil lahaitzi chavei b'chamayis afi shalo yachil klal. He says, minat Torah, really? Me'ikar hadin, somebody ate a kedei svia as a chiyuv benching daraisa. And he doesn't know how to bench. A guy who didn't eat at all is able to be mitzi him. Why? Kevin shechaveri kvar, kevin shechaver also b'chayiv levarich. Since this guy who doesn't know how to bench ate, and he has a chiyuv daraisa at the bench, a chol yisrael areivim zeh b'zeh. Every one of us has responsibility for the others of mitzvahs. Elimineisha oyma sheke b'mash oyma shechal nubu lo yachal. What this guy's going to say, I'm thanking Hashem she'achalnu mishaloi that I ate his food, right? But I didn't eat. So therefore, it's richu chacham she'achal kezayis matchila. So chachamim said, if I have a chi of benching, if I have a chi of benching the raisa, if you didn't eat, then you're going to be mitzimi, you're going to end up saying a lie because you're going to say she'achalnu that I ate, right? So since that's a problem, so the chachamim said, at a minimum, you should eat a kezayis, you should have a chi of darabanan to bench. Now you can say shalchalnu because eating a kezayis is also a chalnu. I am Magen Avraham shemistapik. Magen Avraham is mistapik those things. But fize emheim rak shnayim. The malav hachi enim mezamnu. There are only two people. They don't have zeman. Actually, yachloitz chaver sheni yodei levarche afilim leyachal klal. So now I'm not saying shalchalnu. So if I had two people, I'm sitting in the room. My friend ate a whole meal. I didn't eat at all. I should be able to be mitzi him because I'm not saying shalchalnu. Umitzadet lahakmi says not to. B'chein kosvel yirabed rabbanon b'chol gavni ein echad mitz chaver beichas amozay elam ken hu gam ken b'chuyev ledova. That when it comes to that mid rabbanon you should not be mitzi. B'chein mochu behedi b'chadush arol lebrachas uberitva roish hashanu b'shita mukabetzes brachas davim ches ayin sham. Hey, so the lamaisa. It's not so pashut that, and ideally, if you're going to have a situation that somebody's being mitzi other people, if that guy's being mitzi is only chiyuv d'rabbanan, and you're running into some questions, and it is best that you should have the person eat at least kedei svia, and this way he does not have a problem. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will finish with the Ramah and start Kuftzad Ches tomorrow. Hopefully, either this week or next week, we'll finish with Birchas Hamazon, and we're going to, Mirtz Hashem, start off with the Birchas HaPeres.